Hello, everybody. This is Chris Gibson, and you are listening to Living Healthy, Living Smart. And this is our second episode, and I'm really excited today because I am going to introduce you to someone that's just I'm speechless. I was looking through her materials and the things that she's doing for people for stress and anxiety, which is just rampant these days. I think you wake up with it and you go to sleep with it. Lauren E. Miller is a world-renowned stress relief expert. She's award-winning international best-selling author, speaker, and founder of StressSolutionsUniversity.com. Now, you know stress in the world has come a long way and a big problem when there's a university about it, right? She's received national recognition in Red Book, Ladies Home Journal, Family Circle, Success, one of my favorite magazines, Lifetime Discovery, and International Journal of Healing and Care. Quite an extensive background, over 18 years, and I'm going to let her tell you a little bit more about herself here in a second. I just want to introduce you and welcome you, Lauren, to the show.
Thank you, Chris. I'm grateful to be still wearing the Earth suit, to be honest with you. Every day is a gift. There is no doubt about that. Every day is a gift. Yeah, it's interesting. I was just saying to a colleague the other day, when I was sharing my story, some of the specifics of my journey through advanced cancer and divorce at the same time, I said, you know, it really, not once did I ever say, why is this happening to me? Because in kind of a weird way, I feel like I might have signed up for the training, because when you're going to be a teacher on the front lines, an authentic teacher on the front lines of life, The best training is to actually go through the boot camp of the most stressful situations you could possibly go through, so that you can emerge authentically on the other side, humbly, and in a place of acute awareness of what people are going through emotionally, physically, spiritually, when we're faced with perceived threats in life, you know. And really, stress can be melted down to a simple definition of the power we give to outside circumstance to define our worth, value, and capability. And it's always the power we give to a circumstance.
Yeah, that is so true. You know what? I have learned something in my 20s, back in my guru hopping days that people don't know about in the 80s. But that has stuck with me for a really, really long time. And it was, where there is no resistance, there is no pain. And so when I get in situations, which we all do, and I have the knee-jerk reactions, which we all do, my mind will oftentimes say that to me and say, look, you know what, you're giving your power away to the situation, and and that's a type of resistance, and that's what's causing the pain that you're feeling and the anxiety. So I really identify with what you just said, because it's a shift in your thinking, and it's not always easy to do in the moment. So I've often found to just relax into it and say, okay, well, this situation is going on. It's real. I'm not going to pretend it's not and be Pollyanna about it. And I'm not happy in this moment, but I'm not going to resist it. I'm not going to put a force against it that way. And so oftentimes I can move through a situation much better, and you may speak more kindly to a person if it's a personal situation like that, and the outcome is usually much better than the old days.
Oh, I can't even tell you. That's what it is. It's the art of non-attachment, you know, or the sacrament of presence. It's really, I'm never left empty-handed when I'm able to allow life to flow through me rather than my need to define it, own it, possess it, control it, project it, wonder why things happen as they did, or the need to know how things will turn out. Anytime that I can practice acute presence to the life in front of my face, and I'm saying something that's been repeated throughout all of history by some of the most evolved human beings spiritually and mentally that have passed through this earth school. And it's a practice, but as Mother Teresa said, it's very difficult in America because we have lots of shiny objects. So it's very easy to give our power away. Like fear, for instance, most stress can be melted down to the label fear. And fear is a label, as are all the words that we choose on a life experience, something that we feel threatened by. And it's a label that we give to a circumstance that we give more authority to than our God-given ability to handle it successfully. So we're forgetting. So it's flipping all day long, identifying and adjusting our perceptions so that we remember our strength. I've done it before, I can do it again.
Right. No, I agree. I was just thinking, you have a new book out, your fourth best-selling book, or a newer book, that's 5 Minutes to Stress Relief, mm-hmm. and Career Press is the New Page Books is are the publishers on that. And why don't you tell us a little bit about why that book and why that particular topic of stress relief?
Well, you know, first and foremost, when someone's stressed, they don't have time to de-stress. As I was just saying, you know, when you hand them a huge honking book and say, here's a manual to learn how to de-stress, that is going to stress somebody out. So one of my daily prayers is, dear God, give me the grace to make the complex simple and applicable so that people can take concepts and quickly and easily apply them to the stress triggers in their life. So the motive behind this book was simple. It literally came out of my out of 5 years of treatment. So after I had gone through 16 chemos and an additional year of chemo, I had 12 surgeries, an additional 2 surgeries the year following due to third degree burns on my chest. They actually had to graft my back onto my front. Gosh. So my big joke now is I don't know whether I'm coming or going most days. And I can literally say that legitimately.
Who does, though?
My back's on my front.
Oh, my goodness.
So, wow. You know, after going through all the surgeries, the chemo, the radiation, the double mastectomy, and divorce thrown into the mix after that, I realized that when life is pressing up against you face to face, you can feel the steam of the breath of life in front of you, and it fogs your ability to remember what you're capable of handling successfully. I pushed forward to the name of my company is Grab and Go Stress Solutions, making lifestyle stress solutions easy. So to put a book together was pretty easy for me to do, because I was using those techniques myself anyway. I had had the education and head knowledge is great, but I'll tell you what, when you're on boots on the ground, and you're in emotional turmoil or spiritual questioning or physiological weakness, you know, it's interesting, Chris, because at the time I was diagnosed, I had recently won a medal in the Colorado State Championship in World Taekwondo Federation. I was, you know, as a second degree black belt, I was in competition. And I start that book out talking about that experience of being knocked out of the ring and coming back and winning. And so that was before I was diagnosed with the advanced cancer at 36 with 3 children at the time while I was going through divorce. It happened 1 week prior to my final divorce court date. I remember thinking, wow, you know, I've experienced being physically knocked out before, and I came back. And now I am literally, spiritually, emotionally, mentally knocked out. What do I want to do about it? I was steamrolled because I couldn't believe that after, you know, 15 years of training my body, and I don't drink, smoke, and I eat very healthy, follow the basic rules that are out there for health and wellness. So to know that my body was dying was a shock to me, and I had to do some serious internal recalibration in terms of, one, what did I want? I wanted to live, no matter what the white coats told me. With all due respect, my choice was continually for life. And this again goes along with the definition of stress. This is a quick technique to flip your perception, to remember as quickly as possible, when was a difficult situation from my past? Obviously, I still made it because I'm here thinking about it. So I've done it before. I've been knocked out before. I'm willing to consider the possibility I can do it again. Just simply linking to a possibility opens up the executive thinking portion of the brain and allows us to start tuning into options for solution.
All right. Yeah, that makes total sense. And I mean, it's a shame that when we're in our human form, as I like to say, that we tend to, it takes things that shock us like that to put us through that window, you know, and I've gone through it in different ways myself. You know, many people have. I think, in fact, I would like to say that looking back over the last 5 years, I think actually 10 years, probably most of the world has had to be pulled through some shocking things that made them to stand back and recalibrate what they think,
absolutely.
You know, and so it's big lessons. And it's interesting that happens, but you're right. You can be going along and doing just everything correct, and and that you think you should be doing, and then still be, you know, there's that bus out there somewhere. Something gets to say, you know, yeah, it's like being hit by a bus. It's like, where did that come from? You know, it happened to me. You know, the recession hit right as I was doing television shows. You know, I'm out there. It's almost comical in my head now, because I look back and I was doing TV, and I was, everything in the world was wonderful, and you know, I'm out there, you know, on these morning shows, and I'm living the dream. You know, I'm getting my message out. I'm helping people. I'm living my passion, and you know, I come home to devastation, business devastation, from something completely out of my control. So, you know, I think some people call those like dark nights of the soul.
That's exactly it, St. John of the Cross.
It's when that feeling leaves you and you realize that you really are alone and there is no one out there to rescue you.
That's it.
And once you get past that, I tingle when I talk about that. And when I felt that feeling, just, you know, that kick in the stomach, as I call it, like you just, you don't know how to feel. And I've seen that with disease. You know, with folks, and what you went through is, you came out on the other side of it, is tremendous, speaks tremendously of your ability to do that, to get in that place, to heal.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting, Chris. The other, as you're speaking, I'm thinking of another word just popped into my mind that's part of this puzzle that I speak about as well in my 30-day programs. I think in each one of my 30-day programs, I speak of this consistently, because it is such a huge archway to walk through to personal excellence and wellness overall. And that's the experience of an attachment, of like you were describing. I was listening to you as you were describing your experience. If I was living the dream, I was had a definitive purpose. I was out there helping people. All of that, that's incredible. I have a little sticky note by my computer that says, go for everything 100%, be attached to nothing.
Right.
Because it's that attachment, the definition of attachment is simply an emotional state of clinging, literally an emotional state of clinging due to the belief that without something, some circumstance, some situation, I can't feel fulfilled and happy. So we've all experienced the loss of an attachment. We want something, we get it, we lose it. Oh my gosh. A lot of times it will crumble us if we're not prepared, or if we're not practicing that sense of self-preservation to realize who I am is not defined by what I do. It's an expression of who I am. What I do is an expression of who I am. Therefore, if what I do no longer ceases to exist, I still am, and I can do more. I can create in different environments. I can tune into different available options for solution and to create the life that I feel intrinsically I'm called to create with the gifts and talents I'm given for a greater good on earth. It's really flipping it, and it's interesting because near-death experiences, I've had two out-of-body experiences too, with the MRSA staph infection, and I actually had a heart attack due to the red devil chemo. But one of the things that I walked away with from both of those experiences is really this conscious choice with the gift of each new day. And when I'm blessed with a new day of life, my eyes open, I take a breath, I know that my heart is beating. So then this means that this day is full of opportunity. And depending on my choice of attitude and whether or not I'm living with attachment or if I'm grounded in my identity from the inside out, that will determine my sense of success when I lay my head on my pillow at the end of the day. And when I went through that experience, I realized I lack nothing, really. I'm constantly safe, whether I'm in the body or whether I'm out. Whether I stay or go, it's really no big deal. However, my choice to stay puts into motion an opportunity for greater good on earth. And that's where my greatest fulfillment comes in. As we were talking before this call, as you expressed, I mean, there's nothing like being able to give a tool or a skill to another human being that brings levity to their life and lightens the load. To me, that's the greatest gift in return. Wouldn't you agree?
Yeah, it is. And that, you know, in the midst of, it's funny how the universe works with this stuff too, because I always, in the most stressful of situations for me, invariably, I will open up an email, or I'll get a note, or I'll get a phone call from a client who is thanking me. And in that moment, as I read that, all of that other stuff just seems to just disappear.
Yeah, right.
For a few minutes. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it reminds you of why you're doing this in the first place.
Yep.
So you know, because we all have stories. I mean, I just, people's stories are so amazing. Mm. And I will talk to people and they'll say, oh, well, nothing really amazing in my life. And then you get them talking and you're like, are you kidding me?
I know, right?
What?
It's the hidden, like, jewel, the pearl.
I'm like, yeah. I'm like, you can't see it, but I can hear it and I can see it. And, you know, our friend, John Leslie Brown, I met him during that period in 2010, right after the bomb dropped on everybody financially. And I was looking for new focus. I was like, I don't even know what to do with myself. And we just got me to talking about my life and my mother and my childhood and the things that I had learned from her, the lessons. And he's hearing these things and going, man, you need to be on a stage talking about this stuff. This is real. This is, he said, you need to be out there. Your show needs to be the bumpy road to success.
Well, that's an awesome soundbite.
And he made me go out and buy that domain.
Bumpy road to success. Amen. Isn't that
hilarious.
It?
And, yeah. And yeah. It was funny.
Can you handle the bumps?
Yeah. And I realized, you know, I've been asking for answers. And then this is when I met these people. I met him, I met Les Brown, I met who you know, I met Lisa Nichols, and I walked away from, I mean, you know her, honey, just be glad this happened now and not later when there's millions of dollars on the table.
Yep.
So
yep.
They gave me a plan. I wrote it all down on a yellow sheet. I don't forget, I had a yellow pad with me, a legal pad, and I wrote it all down on the legal pad, drew all the diagrams of what I needed to do to get myself out of that and move forward, and I still have it framed.
That's awesome.
Because it's a vision. I left with a vision board, basically.
Of course you did.
That,
are you kidding me with those people?
You know, and so, yeah, it's like so crazy. So, you know, I mean, it's all about perspective. I mean, because they said, like, we've all been through this. Everybody goes through this. It's not you. It's just part of how life works, and you'll learn from it, and it will be better prepared and more successful later on because you went through that. And that's the same for diseases, that's the same for financial things, that's the same for bad business partner. You know, everybody has stuff happen. And most of us, I think most people are in those situations, they're doing the best that they can with what they know.
Absolutely.
And you know, that's the other thing you learn from it. You have to forgive.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's,
you know, once you get past the pain, then there's usually something waiting at the very end that you have to forgive, whether it's yourself or someone else or a situation, so that you can let go of it. And that's not popping up every time something happens. You know, you have a knee-jerk reaction. I Susie Pruden, who
I love Susie.
Susie's awesome. She was another one that helped me because after the bank sent out their nice letters to everybody telling them they no longer had credit, even though you had AAA, I got to where anytime anything in the mail showed up from the bank, that feeling hit me.
I got it. Well, it's post-traumatic. You know, like, it's a form of PTSD.
Yes, it was. You know? So she told me, and she had to like give me a hypnotic therapy to get me away
from
that. So it's so funny because it was so much that I'm like, she goes, yeah, you just went through a war, you know, and you survived it and you're rebuilding and you have to, you need, she goes, the great thing is that you recognize you have a problem
that's
huge. That's not normal, you know, that you're not going to go. She said, people walk around the rest of their lives feeling, hating the bank or hating this or won't drive a car because they had a car accident because they won't get past that. They don't even recognize that's the problem. So I'm like, wow. So this is really good stuff.
It's like anytime we make a conscious choice to forgive and release, we expand our ability to love. And isn't that our goal? To expand, and I can assure you just from my own experience of literally having I'll often say that the brush of death is the kiss of life, because having the brush of death comes so close so many times. The only thing that I pondered and meditated upon was how well did I love? How well did I show up on a daily basis? Really, it doesn't matter if you're a top corporate executive or if you are clean in the streets. The lesson, the Earth School lesson and invitation is the same with the gift of each new day. Can I expand my ability to show up as a loving, kind human being in what I do, think, say, produce, create, because love evokes love, and people work with people that they feel that vibration of love and kindness and acceptance and ultimately to join together to be a part of something bigger than themselves. This is the human heart's desire, no matter what. And stress is simply melted down most of the time to that experience of fear that is fueled by the pillars of I'm not okay, won't be able to handle it, or I might die or have to die to ego. And that's the fuel behind it. The remedy is to increase our confidence in what we're capable of handling, expanding our confidence in what we're capable of handling, as well as, and that includes being able to tune into available resources that perhaps I don't have. As I was just sharing with you, I know what right. I can do. I can teach, I produce content, I can instruct, empower, equip. That's like breathing to me. When it comes to wanting to do sales and marketing, I have no interest in that. No interest. However, I have incredible right. people I know that are phenomenal at it. So, but they're not content developers. Right. They're not. They don't feel they have the gift of teaching or equipping or coaching or whatever it is. It's we all right. have a different part of the body, and when we come together for greater good, understanding that what will be burnt away and left is the true essentials that bring us happiness, lasting happiness in life.
Yeah, it makes total sense. I know that you have developed some stress relief tips that can be done in under 5 minutes. And since we've yeah. just spent the bulk of telling everybody about stress, now we should probably give everybody some
sure,
some technique,
sure.
which I like to call it, that will help them that they can take away from the show
yeah,
and start
absolutely.
Using right away.
So life happens. And it's objective. It's completely objective, as if you're watching a movie, until you label it, until you consciously label it as positive or negative. As soon as you label something someone says, something you read, an email, somebody got a promotion over you, somebody's business is expanding over you, whatever it is that you determine in your mind, and sometimes this happens instantaneously, you label it as a threat, you put into motion what is referred to as the HPA axis. Your hypothalamus contacts the adrenal system, the pituitary, which contacts the adrenal system, which dumps norepinephrine within your system, raising cortisol levels, and then you're anxious. You have tension within your body. The cortisol levels go up. Your blood pressure rises. This is the stress, fight, flight, freeze response. The frontal brain actually restricts and sends blood to the back part of the brain to fill your limbs so that you can literally run. However, you become less intelligent. Your greatest gift is staying awake at the gate of your thoughts. Life happens, and if you put into motion a simple practice of making it your intention to expand the gap one more inch today than yesterday in terms of what's happening outside of you and your choice of response to it, you will begin to resurrect a sense of equilibrium and a sense of empowerment over your ability to respond with a choice of response that honors the person you've decided to be in this world. In fact, again and again, studies have shown that the most successful people in this world have done one thing. They've learned to manage their reactions in life. This is a simple practice, daily practice of, I'll often say to myself when I feel emotionally spun or dumped into an Animal Planet moment, I'll say, Lauren, expand the gap, expand the gap. So what I encourage people to do just on a show like this, the quickest thing you can do is drop into your biology. You can do this by breathing techniques very, very easily. One of the quickest ways is to use a pranayama breathing technique. I was on a trip to Haiti this past February with the Women of Global Change, and I ran into a guy from India, and he shared with me that these are the breathing techniques they use for healing, whether it's mentally or physically. And so one of the techniques, I actually have the video up on my website right now. I flip videos out on my home site at laurenemiller.com. However, one technique that you can use today and walk away with is one of my favorites. I do it every morning for at least 1 minute. Now, he suggests that if you have any illness, whether it be mental or physical, to do this technique up to 10 to 15 minutes a day. So at night, being that I'm an advanced cancer conqueror and supposedly have been told by the white coats that I'm in a very high group for recurrence. For me, in spite of that statement, I choose life anyway, so I'll implement this daily. You can drop it in whenever you feel that flare up from something that happens outside of you. It's like the game Chutes and Ladders. You find yourself flying down a chute, instantly just put your hands on your stomach and cough. And we all know that contraction, when you, your stomach will contract in. Well, what are you doing? From the midline down, you're massaging all of the major organs, particularly the organs responsible for detoxing your body. So this drops you into your body, which will take you out of the mind muck of, oh my gosh, I'm under attack. The castle's under attack. So you cough out. But then you close your mouth and you cough. You do the same movement through your nose. So it's through your nose as if you're coughing. So you're constricting your stomach in through your nose. You do this up to 1 to 3 minutes. And I encourage people to do this laying down at first to learn the technique. Learn this technique so you can do it in the car, so you can do it in any situation. Sometimes I'm very subtle. When I feel spun, I'll just kind of step away and I'll just do a couple quick. And, you know, some people have caught me doing that. What are you doing? I'm getting my mental mind back on board here. So that's a quick technique that you can do, a quick breathing technique that you can do. Another quick tip that you can do is simply a neuro-linguistic programming technique of making a conscious association. So you're feeling steamrolled by life. Excuse yourself from the situation. I'll often go into the bathroom where it's safe in a stall. And I'll simply use some of the tapping points pulling in from EFT, the emotional freedom technique, and I'll tap on some of the points under my eyebrow or right by my eyebrow. There's a point. These are just the meridian system, same as acupuncture. And these points are simply located closest to the surface. Yep. So for the sake of the fact that this isn't a video podcast, where your temples are, you'll usually rub those two areas. And when you're stressed, you'll naturally go there. It's interesting because we gravitate toward these areas of comfort anyway, naturally, because we get a response. So when you're in that bathroom and you simply just tap on those points just right outside your eyes, the corner of your eyes by your temple, simply lightly tapping and then moving your fingertips and tapping right on the top of your cheekbones and then just under your lip. And then tapping right on your thymus, which is located at the base of your neck. There's a U-shaped dip. If you go down 2 inches and simply tap there, this is just a line of points. So your temple points on your cheekbones, under your lip, and then your thymus. And as you're tapping on these points, you simply say a conscious association. The more anxious I am about this situation, and really get into what is the main emotion you're feeling. Are you anxious? Are you fearful? Are you feeling jealous? Are you envious? Are you feeling overlooked, underseen, underrecognized? Identify specifically what is the main emotion. Are you afraid you won't be enough? Just drop into that feeling. And then access it with simple phrase, whatever it is. I'll use overwhelm for the sake of demonstration this morning. So the word overwhelm, the more overwhelmed I am about this specific situation. And then you say a comment of what you would like to feel. The more I am able to remember my worth and value. I've done it before, I can do it again. So you state what you want. It usually has to do with worth and value and capability. When you feel bumped, you're forgetting your unique worth, your unique value, and your unique capability to handle life successfully. So you state, the more I'm stressed out, anxious, overwhelmed, the more I'm able to remember my worth, value, and capability. Take a deep breath as you're tapping on your points outside of the eye, under the lip, and then the thymus point as you're tapping and saying, the more this, the more I choose this. The more I'm overwhelmed, the more I choose inner confidence. And as you're making that conscious association, that's how the subconscious mind works with programming. What you're doing here in this technique is you're reprogramming your response. Because the way the gray matter works, we've had a response to similar situations and it flares us up very quickly because it's familiar. You've gone there enough times where it'll trigger you. You have triggers. I have triggers. You have triggers, Chris. Everyone has triggers. So it's just a matter of staying awake at the gate of your thoughts to realize, oh my gosh, I'm triggered. And then making a conscious effort, you can do a deep breathing technique, mm-hmm. excuse yourself from the situation, do the tapping technique, do the more I feel anxious, the more confident I am. This works very, very quickly. Sometimes I'll do it in transition when I'm going from one thing to the next. I'll do an examination of consciousness and just say, okay, I'm feeling stressed. What's behind this? I'm anxious because what? Usually the first thing that comes up, your guesses are 80% accurate. So once you guess, I'm stressed because I didn't like the intonation that person used with me. I feel like they're judging me. All right, good. Now I have a piece of information that I can flip by using that technique.
That makes total sense to me. It really does. I'm sitting here, you know, putting myself through the exercises. No one can see, thankfully.
It's audio. You know, it's like good food.
It's like, yeah. More, it's like, where is she talking about? Where is she talking about? Like, so no one can see that. But that's, but no, I mean, you know, you have to have something. You're going to, I always say you're going to react some way. So you might as well have a plan, you know, and that's what most of us don't do. We don't plan. We know we're going to have things happen and then we're not... We just haven't thought through how will I react or have something like what you're talking about, a technique. And I'm big on techniques.
Me too.
Because I know that if people will do them for 30 days, which I know you're a big 30-day person too, they've developed a new habit.
Rituals.
And then it just becomes rote in your mind. I mean, it's like if you don't do it, you know, that's why I said people when they start the gym, you know, don't overdo it, but go every day that you have planned. 3 days, if that's your plan, go every day. Even if you are there 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Because what will happen is when you, that little voice inside goes, oh, you know, I didn't really feel like going today.
Saboteur.
Then the thing will go off and go, whoa, we're not going to the gym today? your subconscious mind will go right into action. It'll go, wait, and it'll start giving you all these, you know, visuals in your head,
yep.
and how you've messed up its plan, because we all know subconscious wants things by rote. It's like it likes things to be, as long as they're nice and, you know, in order. So your mind will help you with that. Now, as we say, you have to give yourself time to learn the technique and then to use it, and then, you know, you've got something. You're prepared. So it's like you were giving examples of things happening. You had a plan. You knew to step away for a minute and do what you needed to do to refocus. And boy, don't I wish I had a lot of bosses in the past that did that.
Oh, absolutely. I can't even tell you. It's just, you know, in the corporate world, a company is only as good as its people. And so some people will shrink back, you know, when faced with developing programs for excellence and wellness, you know, thinking it's this some like out in the cloud type group of people. It's people. It's humanity. Yeah. So when you equip individuals with the self-care systems to implement on a daily basis, then they form the department. They make up the department. When the department's on board with the mission and they're feeling empowered and included into something bigger than themselves, people will do anything for a good cause. And when they feel like they belong, really, we're pretty simple little critters. We want to belong and we want to be part of something bigger than ourselves. We want to matter. It's really... That's why I love that movie Avatar. I thought that was so brilliant that they chose to do that connectivity phrase of "I see you." People desire at the core of everything, see me, and I want to know that I matter. This is a God-given desire, you know, for us to connect to one another in positive ways to create good things in this world.
Yeah, and it's part of the human needs system. And it was funny as you were describing some of the techniques, and I was thinking about the esoteric components of that, of the massaging of that area of the body, like the solar plexus area, and the esoteric side, they talk about that being the third chakra, and, and how that, and I often wondered, you know, when people stiffen up there, what that does do to their organs. If you walk around, like, I call it the punch in the stomach, when you walk around like you've been punched in the stomach day after day, you can imagine you're cutting off oxygen, blood flow, and every nutrients and everything to those organs. So it's funny how all these parallels. You founded Stress Solutions University, and I wanted you to tell us a little bit about that, and maybe give us, you know, a way to access it or a website, and tell us a little bit about that and why that happened, and what, how we can be, you know, use it and find more out about it.
Sure, sure, absolutely. You know, it was interesting because I'd been doing the individual coaching for so long, and realized that, you know, I was only one person, and yet the content and the skills and techniques are so valuable for just human development and excellence. So it really was natural for me to think, okay, how can I get this information out there to help people globally and 24 hours a day, because people are stressed at all hours of the day, including the night. And that's when I started to just, I had so much content, I just started creating the university so that people could go on at any time, type in something that they're feeling, and content would come up to be able to give them some skills and techniques, spirit, mind, emotions, body. And it's really a place of exploration and a place for people who desire to pursue to be the best that you can be. It's based on equipping people with the skills and techniques needed for personal excellence so that you show up the way you want to, the kind of person that you desire to be in the world. It's one thing to say it, but to have the skill set, then the how-to part, how do I do that? Well, try this technique for 24 hours. So the way how I guide the members is basically, because anything new, it has that anxiety of perfection, because we all have perfectionist program. Will I be able to handle this? Can I integrate it? Am I going to fail? So right? Some people will even get a pushback with getting onto the site because they feel overwhelmed simply by even having to look up content or to apply a new skill.
Right.
What I'll always say, even before I teach or speak, is simply grab one piece of information that you feel will add more value to your life. And when you go in with that mindset of chunking down your learning process to one thing, inevitably you'll grab more than one. But if you have just the one thing, I'm going in for one thing. What's one thing I can learn today? One new thing I can learn today.
Right.
And then you get on, you explore. I have different programs, Conqueror's Mindset. I have excellence programs, 30-day programs on there as well for achieving your goals, working from the goal backwards, the skills and steps to do that, as well as just quick grab and go stress relief tips. I do bi-monthly free stress relief, stress solutions calls where I take a daily stress trigger that people have told me about that they're experiencing and offer three solutions. And those are 15-minute calls bi-monthly, and they're recorded and I drop them into the site. So members have access to some members simply join because they just want access to all of the 15-minute calls for the daily stress triggers. So it's just right. It's a hub for personal excellence and for learning the skills for more inner peace, confidence, and resurrecting your best self on a daily basis.
Well, that's what it's all about. Absolutely. I really appreciate you being on today. I mean, we could talk for hours. And so we'll probably do a second podcast with you.
Yeah,
I'm sure that
absolutely.
We will. And focus it down on, I mean, there's so many different things that you can tell your story about. The obviously conquering cancer is huge, you know, and you've helped other people, named and unnamed, as they say, get through that. And that's a whole podcast in of itself. But we really appreciate having you on. This is really great information that can help people. Why don't you give us your website? And then if there's anything, you know, that's in particular on the website or free information, I think you just talked about that, or sometimes there's a you know, like a gift or something that you can give out. If you want to do that, that's great. I mean, this is it's all open-ended for you. So tell cool. us what your website is.
Wonderful. My main website is laurenemiller.com. It's laurenemiller.com. And basically on the front page, the main home page, you'll see my blog there. I give a grab-and-go stress solution
Great.
Tip every pretty much biweekly, and a stress solution tip for the soul. Actually, my fifth book was just recently released, I think 2 weeks ago, and it's
awesome.
A 31-day guide called Stress Solutions for the Soul with Pearls of Hope with Edie Hand. And so that's accessible there. So the books are accessible on there, as well as all the CDs. On the main page, you can pretty much get a feel of a bunch of different self-care systems and material that can support you and your desire to show up to be the best you every day. On the right-hand column, particularly, I recently launched the 30-day, 3-minute-a-day video audio programs, which are very exciting because it's based on belief plus community support equals sustainable self-care systems. And it's based on research on how people actually can retain and apply information the quickest on a daily basis. So those programs are fun to check out. And you'll see in the right side bar on the homepage of laurenemiller.com, it'll say, check out my 30-day programs. I have a Cancer Conquerors Mindset, Dear Stress, Let's Break Up, Cultivate Healthy Relationships. I just recently, Work-Life Balance is one of my favorites. I just finished that. That'll be launched next week. And Stress Solutions for the Soul. So it's spirit, mind, emotions, body, 30-day, 3-minute-a-day programs. And those are fun to explore. On the main tab, if you just go to the store, another cool, you can explore Stress Solutions University from there. And if you go to StressSolutionsUniversity.com, there's a free gift. And if you sign up for the 15-minute stress relief hot seat calls, you'll get the information on those, but you'll also get 10 quick stress resolutions for common day stress triggers as well. And you can explore that. And there's also a light sound therapy product that I use twice a day that increases serotonin and endorphins 25% naturally, which I'm all about natural after going through, walking through the storm of lots of medication.
Well, this is all great. Great, great information. I mean, unless you're one of those individuals out there who has figured it out, how you can be completely stress-free, you need to check out laurenemiller.com for sure. I know I will be doing that myself.
Cool.
All right. Well, I really appreciate it. And to the listeners, I want to thank you for sharing and joining the podcast and, you know, spreading the word that we have great information here and telling your friends and family about it. It's awesome. And we will continue to put these episodes out for you and be taking requests on topics that you want to hear about and are interested in. In the meantime, go out there, enjoy your day, live your life with passion, and we'll see you on the next one.